Station 12, Jesus Rises. Matthew 28, 1 and 2. Now after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb, and behold, there was an earthquake. On Saturday, the Son of Man lay in the heart of the earth. But on Sunday, something shifted. The future is brought forward into the present. The first day of a new week, a new world, a new creation. This is the reality of the resurrection. The hope of heaven, the cross, will not have the final word. That which is buried lives. Ponder the words of the poet, "Death was an executioner, but the gospel has made him just a gardener." The one we followed to the cross has walked out of the tomb. On Sunday, we celebrate. Tomorrow, the preacher announces he is risen, and when he does, respond with full-throated joy, he is risen indeed. But for now, we wait, for it is still Saturday, and there will be evening and morning, the first day. John 20, verse 1. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to see the tomb early while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. In conclusion of this Stations on the Highway experience, consider responding in any of the following ways. If you consider yourself a follower of Jesus, portable communion is available for pickup at the tent ahead of you. You may take it home with you or pull up beyond the tent and participate. An audio guide has been provided for you as you participate in communion on the next track. If you do not yet follow Jesus, but in response to this experience, you want to become a Christian, we are so glad to hear it. An audio track has been provided at the end of this series to help guide you in the process. And please let us know that we might share in your joy. If you don't already have plans, we encourage you to join Peninsula Bible Fellowship for our Easter service tomorrow morning to conclude the story. You may join online or RSVP to be in person at one of our four service times, 7:45, 9 o'clock, 10:15, or 11:30 a.m. Finally, if you received an audio CD or meditation guide, please return those items to the tent ahead of you. Thank you for participating, and may you go in the love of Christ.